Experts in near-death experiences find much common ground between NDEs and D-Logs. When D-Logs report that in the other world they had a body from the Golden Age, which is to say young and perfect, we are reminded that some NDEs remember that once they died, they seemed to be back in the prime of physical life. Deceased relatives appear on the other side, a region the Tibetans call the Bardo of Becoming. When the newly dead person tries to join them, he is pushed back into the physical world with a sense that somehow a mistake has been made. In both cases, there can be a profound sense of coming into contact with God or the Supreme Light, after which the fear of death holds no more power. There are significant parallels, then, between the experience of NDE and the D-Logs of Tibet. Since D-Logs provide more detailed and extended accounts, it seems fair to assume that an NDE is just the beginning of the awakening taking place that moves the dying person through all the stages needed for the soul to reveal itself. If we shed the specific geography of Christian heaven, the Buddhist Bardo, and the many lokas or divine realms of Hinduism, the first stage of the afterlife emerges with certain consistent events. 1. The physical body stops functioning. The dying person eventually knows that it has occurred. 2. The physical world vanishes. This can happen by degrees. There can be a sense of floating upward or of looking down on familiar places as they recede. 3. The dying person feels lighter, suddenly freed of limitation. 4. The mind and sometimes the senses continue to operate. Gradually, however, what is perceived becomes non-physical. 5. A presence grows that is felt to be divine. 6. Personality and memory begin to fade, but the sense of I remains. 7. This I has an overwhelming sense of moving on to another phase of existence. This sevenfold awakening isn't the same as going to heaven. Researchers often call this the interlife phase, a transition between the mental state of being alive and the mental state of realizing that one has passed on. There are many specifics that change from person to person. Not all NDEs go into the light. Some patients report traveling to various planets in space or to other worlds according to their religious beliefs. Some experience a sense of judgment. The nature of the dying person plays a large part in these variations. In the annals of near-death research, a child can come back from heaven and report that it was full of baby animals at play, and a D-Log can see every detail of Tibetan theology. These images clearly depend on the culture they reflect. Houston Smith, an expert on world religions, declares that everything we experience in the Bardos is a reflection of our own mental machinations. One can substitute predicted afterlife for Bardos, since Christians see Christian images, not Buddhist ones, and Muslims see Islamic images. Crossing over is only a transition, however. The full reality of the soul hasn't revealed itself. What D-Logs describe is their version of crossing over. Still ahead lies the presence of the mind's pure nature, as Buddhists would call it. Importantly, D-Logs are quite clear that they haven't actually gone anywhere, that every level of the journey exists in consciousness. What is actually real isn't heaven and hell, but the clear light that lies beyond. In the West, we take the physical world to be real. Tibetan Buddhists call it a delusion. Westerners argue whether the afterlife could be as real as the physical world. Easterners declare that both are mental projections. We Westerners limit the human cycle to a short span between birth and death. Easterners see an eternal cycle of birth, death, and rebirth.